Welcome to Group Dates and Hot Takes. I'm Sampy.
I'm Christy.
Let's talk about The Bachelor. Well, Christy, I don't know if I can necessarily speak for everyone, but this is definitely the episode that I have been waiting for.
Oh, really?
For so long.
Why is that?
Because it is the episode where all of the season's juicy drama and bad feelings and everything just gets put in a nice little box to then explode all over the place. I love it.
Interesting. I didn't realize tell-alls were one of your favorite episodes.
Please. You must have known that. It's always great, especially in seasons like this. I mean, we've just had so much nonsense.
I mean, it was all wrapped up in age debates and Maria. I mean, without that, if Medina doesn't make that comment early in the season about her being old, what would we have had?
So there would have been something there with still, I think there would have been something with Sydney and Maria. That's my theory, especially since at one point, Edwina basically goes on record saying that it had nothing to do with the whole age comment fiasco, like that Sydney actually never liked Maria. That's what she was claiming.
Well, I can believe that. I mean, they just really clashed.
And I really trust Edwina. I don't know why. But
she seems trustworthy.
She was one of the people that I liked a lot. So let's talk about the women tell all.
I mean, we kind of already started. I mean, that was a lot of the first part.
I skipped ahead a little bit to reveal that little fact. I did love that. There's just all this chaos going on, and Edwina pipes up. She's like, you never liked her, okay? It had nothing to do with that. What do you think of the just overwhelming popularity of Maria there in the studio audience?
I mean, it reflects what I'm seeing on the internet. So I wasn't surprised. It was, I mean, well earned in my opinion. She's very entertaining. So that was expected, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I would be less. I mean, I don't know if I would have ever been fully surprised, even if maybe Maria isn't the most like conventional bachelorette pick, but I mean, I would be even less surprised now if she is the next one selected. Just, I mean, the difference in the level of applause as Jesse is introducing everyone. Hey, here's this polite claps. Here's this person, polite claps. Here's this person. Oh, woo! And Maria.
Yeah. I mean, she's, I think, the most followed contestant at the moment from the season. I mean, Daisy is, like, right behind her, but...
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty interesting to me. And perhaps indicative of things to come.
I mean, they better. It'd be a huge missed opportunity.
I mean,
they don't.
Who would they make? I mean, would Rachel be up there in terms of next Bachelorettes?
I mean, potentially, or whoever finishes number two, whoever Joey doesn't pick. That's always a possibility as well. I did enjoy the slight variance in the entrance or entry, like, waving with, like, I think it was Autumn who had the sausage. There were a couple of, like, little silly things I thought jazzed it up a little rather than just waving.
I just, still, how long did she have to sit there with that sausage?
I mean.
Or I guess probably not sit there because they did come out, right? But hold it. Stand backstage holding the sausage.
Well, it paid off.
I mean, I guess, but at the same time, I guess I'm too proud. I'm egotistical, but I feel like for me it would be tough to be so defined by one moment.
Well, it was their moment, though. That was all we got, really, from her.
No, I know, and I realize that. It's just...
She's just leaning into it.
I know, it's just like...
She's the sausage girl.
It's just like James, or whatever his name was, who was the head on the platter dude. And he, like, there are just things like that where it's like, I don't know if I would want to just...
I think that was Rick.
Oh, maybe Rick.
That was pretty unforgettable.
Like, known for the rest of time in this community as the person with the sausage, or, you know, the XYZ. You know, I still remember that Sandra almost killed herself with gas, and she was farting up the place, and she had to be almost airlifted out of there. I don't know. Maybe I'm too much of an uncomfortable person for that sort of thing. But it was nice to see. I did really appreciate how much crap and shade was being thrown at Leia for the whole advantage card that she was given.
Yeah, because when we first saw that, we didn't know she was going to be a villain, and so it seemed like, oh, that's just like the right thing to do. And now looking back at the clip, it feels like kind of fake.
So you do believe that?
I mean, I don't know if I believe that she had ill intention with, like, burning the card, but in context of her villainy later in the season, is easy to look back at that and just kind of roll your eyes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely with you in terms of rolling eyes. I guess, and maybe this is a bit of a weird take, but I do not necessarily agree with the performative aspect. Like, yeah, maybe in some respects it was, but I do also think that she is probably very high on her own supply. Like, in terms of, it seems like as warped and even just horribly kind of mean or like rude, like just thinking back right to where everything came to a head with her and Maria and just the whole situation there and her, the moment, right? I don't know if I'll ever forget that, where she was just like, yeah, me and my friend group, we just hold ourselves to a higher standard. Like, just so...
sanctimonious.
So, yeah, so sanctimonious, so, like, out of touch with just, like, the basic differences between people personalities that has even nothing to do with like moral standing or anything like that, right? It's just like people are different and have different personalities and clash. And so I do, a lot of me believes that it wasn't so performative and more just like she truly believes that she is the shining light. And so she really has to do things like this. Like, she has to throw it in the fire because that's what holding yourself to a higher moral standard is.
Yeah, I mean,
I get why that feels fake, right? Because it doesn't seem like something like a real person would just do. But based on what we've seen of her, I'm kind of like, well, I mean, it's ridiculous, but I think she actually believes this.
I think maybe the performative part, maybe like all the tears that accompanied it on night one, because I never understood why she was crying about it in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, that
it was very like dramatic, I guess.
Well, you know, she's a girl's girl.
Oh, well.
That was...
Yeah, man. She did crumble a bit on the stage, though, going toe-to-toe with Maria. So Jess had to comfort her. And then Maria did the nice thing of hugging her when she came back.
So gracious. I do also... Oh, man. I loved that it came out that it really wasn't Maria who told her to shut the F up, that it was Lauren. And yeah. Lauren's like, excuse me, it was me because I was very annoyed by you.
I'm glad the truth came out.
Yeah, but also, I mean, it seemed like she still...
So Sydney was also, like, continuing that lie as well then, because she was, like, insisted on that.
Right.
So it's like nobody...
And that was something that ended up being a pretty big theme, right, for Sydney, like with the two-on-one and stuff.
Just yeah, like all telling that Joey, line. Like, oh, well, she was bullied and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sydney, at least, I think, seemed to kind of try to justify it to some extent of, like, oh, like, it doesn't really matter who said it, right? But he's like, somebody said it. It was just this, you know, just this horrible environment and all of this. But really, man, Sydney caused so many problems. And it just seems like... It just seems like we have a pretty good... idea of like where the players ended up just with how the cast responds, right? Like how many people actually backed up the, and I feel a little bit bad for lumping Jess in with this because I feel like she wasn't quite as involved, but like the three, Sydney, Leia, and Jess, how many people were in their corner?
I mean, during the season, maybe some more, but now that they've seen the audience reaction to it, I think they're on their own. So, I mean, Maria pointed out all three of them are sitting right next to each other.
Yeah, I just thinking back to previous Women Tell All, Men Tell All, where you have some of these divisive figures, I feel like you usually or more normally have bigger factions. Like you have these things that went down and you have people on both sides being like, well, this happened, but like this happened. And you have a lot of back and forth from that standpoint where the waters seem more muddied in terms of like, oh, like, I don't really know who I should believe. And even like, oh, it just seems like people, like the cast itself is divided. But it didn't feel like that.
I don't think anyone really wants to here. Go against Maria.
Oh, so you think maybe people on the dais there would have liked to chime in?
I mean, maybe, but Maria can hold her own against anybody.
Yeah,
I don't think they wanted to try that.
Yeah, I don't know. Even I guess where I'm coming from with this is you'll typically have this sort of, I don't know what you'd call them. Me, and this is a little bit derogatory perhaps, but like the sort of the night oneers, right? And not necessarily that they went home night one, but the people who didn't really necessarily make a huge amount of impact on the season want to get some barbs in, want to go against the flow and create a little chaos. And you didn't really have that here in terms of people like that giving support to the three. I mean, no, you had,
they were more in support of Maria.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I don't know.
We also saw Jess and Maria get into it a little bit. I think this is where Maria did kind of interrupt Jess a little bit. As Jess was trying to get her words out, but what she was saying Maria didn't think was true. And so Maria's like, I have to correct this. So this is where there was a lot of talk about different friend groups and the delivery of Maria's words.
Yeah.
This is where Edwina vouches for Maria. Mm-hmm. And Lexi also.
Yeah. I mean, you also had, I think it was Taylor who chimed in saying that Maria was the one getting bullied, which really, based on what we saw, really was legitimately true. Like, you can make as many arguments as you want, and Maria's admitted as much, but like, she's not necessarily the most easy person to get along with all the time. She is pretty brash and blunt and is not afraid to speak her mind and opinions and interrupt people and all of that stuff. But we don't really have a whole lot of evidence to show this like targeted thing that would qualify as bullying. Whereas like we legitimately saw Maria getting bullied by like don't go home, like get out of here, why are you even here? Like all this like really targeted sort of mean girl drive her away type stuff that I would consider bullying.
Yeah, they are perhaps projecting a little bit.
It's just funny to me because it's like, sure, make the argument that Maria can be rude. Sure. But like, oh man, that was just, it was so messy.
Yep, I think at the end of this, I've still team Maria.
Wow. Aren't you going to feel horrible if some bombshell comes out in the next few days? Like, oh, Maria ate a baby, but she bullied it first. Then you're going to look horrible, and we're going to have to put out an apology podcast since you're on Team Maria. No, I she seems pretty authentic from what we've seen, as much as chaos has seemed to follow her. I just think it was a mistake. And I don't know if this was intentional or not, but sort of Sydney setting herself up as like, okay, I'm going to create this conflict. I'm going to go against Maria. It didn't go very well. Yeah, it, like, I mean, if that was a strategy, it didn't go very well.
Well, you don't know as you're filming what the audience response is going to be. So I'm sure she thought she was in the right. I'm sure producer don't you want to like stand up to the bully sort of thing? Like, I'm sure it was egged on.
I'm sure there are probably multiple producers like, man, I can't believe she treated you like that.
Yeah, and now that it's airing, I'm like, oh, I got played.
It's just, especially the fact that in this universe, all of that came out of the Medina comments is just so wild and ridiculous to me.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't much to start the drama, but they really, like, once it happened, they really, like, fanned the flames, I think.
And I know, like, you know, with what Edwina seemed to be saying was that Sydney was just looking for an opportunity. So it very well could have been anything else if it wasn't that. But just for it to be that, so ridiculous. I just loved this moment where Sydney is right trying to rehabilitate her image. She's trying to be like, I'm not super horrible, I swear. She claimed that they had differing communication styles. And Maria was like, yeah, I speak the truth and you speak lies.
Well, mic drop.
I would not want to be on the receiving end of Maria there.
No, Maria's got good comebacks. Mm-hmm. So we also had some hot seats.
Well, we can't have a women tell all without hot seats. So
I just feel like in general, we didn't learn a ton from these hot seats. Like,
that is correct.
Like Lexi, we talked about the great response to her from the audience to her sharing her story, which is great, but like, it was just kind of
you're going to dismiss her pain and suffering and the fact that like I'm just painting you as a villain here, okay? Just go along with it. All right, because look, she came on national television, she was incredibly vulnerable to share about this just terrible and life-altering condition that so many women go through, that so many people have no idea about. And she was vulnerable and shared that struggle and was able to get the word out a little bit and put this on people's radar in perhaps a way that it hadn't previously been.
Yeah,
I
said all of that during her episode when she shared it. I thought it was great. I'm just saying, like, it just felt like a bit of a rehash. Like, I was hoping for something. Like, if they had talked about, like, her reason for leaving, like, more about the timing, that sort of thing. Like, how quick is she looking to get married now? Like, something.
Immediately. Look, I agree. I like not being the villain for once.
She did like Joy's response to her story, which was good. She got a standing O from the audience.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you surprised by that?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I was glad she came on the season. I mean, I still kind of just, I didn't really agree with the reasoning for her departure, but it was good. It was good that she came aboard. And I mean, it's just Endo is one of those things that it's like, shouldn't everybody know about this? Like, isn't it like a pretty massive percentage of women who actually suffer from it at some point or another?
Yeah, but I think it's part of the larger societal thing of like people not being educated on women's reproductive health in general.
Well, I mean,
and so
that's even too specific. I think it's really about perhaps women's health in general. there isn't a whole lot of awareness, and we could spend so long on that. Maybe we should create a women's medical history podcast because you love history and women's health and all of that. But no, I mean, yeah, it's just, it seems like a lot of the time we're like, women don't have any problems. They're fine, right? You're fine.
It's like those videos you see of like women interviewing guys on the street and they ask like, oh, how many tampons does a woman use during her cycle? And they go like one.
700.
Yeah, or that number. Like, it's just, it's pretty dire out there.
Yeah, well, we don't necessarily have the best education when it comes to stuff like that either, but I was glad that there was a little bit of a spotlight here, even if I was like, what?
Maybe
you're just gonna start this whole process over, Lexi.
Maybe that was the point, the spotlight. Like, they cast 30 women, they're not all gonna win, so you may as well have a purpose for some of them, I guess.
Wow. that's such a terrible way to put it, though. A purpose for some of them.
Like, something useful rather than just, oh, another person getting eliminated. Like, a conversation about endo is like a positive thing that came from it.
True. I just wish that she hadn't self-eliminated so far in the process. And it's like, okay, now you're going to have to start from scratch and go back to Tinder. Good luck finding someone on Tinder who knows anything about endo.
I don't think she'll have to go to Tinder.
Well, that's probably
true. I'm sure her DMs are flooded. Same with Jen, probably, who also got a hot seat.
Man, anyway, it must be so nice to be just so attractive and visible. It's like people want to date you. Seems such a foreign concept.
Yeah, I don't think they'll have any trouble.
Well, that's good. Did you learn anything in the Jen hot seat?
She talked about family members reaching out and, I guess, a better relationship with her mom, which is positive. But that was about it. I mean, I thought both of them kind of got bachelorette edits, even though they can only give it to one person.
Well, maybe they're just queuing them up. Just in case.
Yep, and then Maria's hot seat. They did talk about her time with Joey, and then they then switched it to Sydney, which I thought was good, because that was like a big crux of the season.
Once again, Sydney doing her darndest to rehabilitate her image and be as gracious as possible.
She said she was annoying. I mean,
no crap.
That's kind of accurate, I guess.
Oh, man.
She should have been more resolution oriented. That's also true.
Now, see, here's the thing. Hey, and I probably shouldn't go into this, right? Because I just get mad about things all the time. And I'm a crotchety old man. But it's like, that's so ridiculous to me. I should have been more resolution oriented. Like, no, you should have just not said anything. You didn't there was nothing. There would have been nothing to resolve if you hadn't been so horrible to everybody.
Yeah, she should have just never opened her mouth about what Maria initially said. But once the conflict did happen, it should have been.
Just, no sense to me.
So, yeah, she's kind of falling at the feet of Maria here a little bit.
Like, please, accept my apologies so that people aren't mean to me on the internet. But here's the thing. People would still be mean. And that's part of what I get sad about with all of this. It's just all of the horribleness that these contestants and even leads sometimes go through on Bachelor Nation shows. I mean, I'm assuming that it probably happens to some degree on other franchises, but it seems like maybe I'm just in the Bachelor Nation bubble, but it seems like it's it's to a pretty extreme level in Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, it was bad with Love is Blind too. I mean, they're both like dating shows. I think dating shows just bring out like the most unhinged responses on the internet.
Yeah, I just
it doesn't make sense. I mean, Maria talked about like how it had crossed the line. I mean, Sydney got it pretty rough. Same with Leah. I think Jess got some of it too.
Yeah, I mean, we that was something we talked about previously, where I had seen something that like people were review bombing, like leaving all these one stars on Sydney's store there in New Jersey. Like,
that's just taking it too far.
I don't know. It's a whole nother can of worms. And it's one of those things, right? Where it's like, okay, so we can sit here on these microphones, and maybe we really are part of the problem. but like we can sit here and be like, oh yeah, like man, Sydney really created a lot of annoying chaos here. But like presumably, I mean, I can only speak for myself. Hopefully you're not doing this. Like, I'm not going to these people's social media pages and being like, ah, you're the worst person ever. I hope you die. Like, it's a separation, and I don't know if it's just where we are in history now, where everyone is unhinged, or it's just continuing consequences of the like the anonymous nature of the internet. I don't know what it is, but
it's been this way the entire series run of this show, though. This is not a new problem.
I just can't even begin to fathom messaging people the stuff that they receive. It just boggles.
It's awful.
It boggles my mind. And that's not even getting to the when it like takes on the racial elements as well, because that's even like a whole nother,
yeah, it's even worse
level of it, where you just have all these people being horrifically racist as well. It's like, where, what is happening?
I mean, this, I don't remember if I told you this, but like on the very first season of The Bachelor, I think the first person he kissed was a black woman, and the internet went nuts. Like, how dare you kiss a black person? On like, it was like, this has been since season one. People have just been truly unhinged and can't keep their opinions to themselves.
That is, oh man, that is
really bad. I mean, it's still happening. We saw it with what Rachel talked about later. But Maria and Leia and Sydney all hug it out just to seemingly end the conflict. I guess we'll see if it lasts, but...
Oh, so nice. I'm so glad that they could find their way back to peace and harmony.
And then we return back to Tulum, where we have the cliffhanger of Kelsey knocking on Joey's door. And this was such a letdown. I mean, we had this whole build-up about we need to talk, and the gist of it was she misses him.
It honestly... It hurt my feelings a little, just the sheer nothing burgerness of it.
It really was a nothing burger.
I just was like,
that's it?
Really? Really? I mean, I guess the element of it that wasn't completely a nothing burger was just how upset it made him.
I know. Well, that was the real consequence of it. Like, poor Joey, so stressed out, thinking Kelsey is about to leave.
I mean, that man was stressed to the max. Like, he was visibly like he was going to like go in the corner, curl up and start crying or something. Like it was like that this was not and really like when is this ever a good idea, leaving the cryptic note at night for the lead? When does that really truly
I mean, we don't really see this very often though. And then but just like the whole we need to talk, that always means something bad usually.
Yeah, that was really poor phrasing. Like just so bad phrasing. I mean, that man, she basically gave that man a heart attack.
Yeah. So now she feels bad. She wish she would have written it differently.
No crap. I wonder if that's what Leslie told her to write.
I don't think so.
No. Oh, man.
This felt like producer meddling that didn't need to happen.
I mean, look, we've said this before, but is a contestant really going to be able to make their way to the lead's room unaccosted, leave a note, even have the card upon which to write said cryptic note?
Yeah, this is all
just...
Yeah, and it's the same, like, bachelor stationery card they use for everything. Like...
Yeah, I mean, it was the same... It was the fantasy suite.
Yeah.
Card stock. They had a few extras. They're like, oh, okay. Yeah, here, just use this. Write him a note. Make sure you make him feel as horrible as possible. And then leave it in a time so he has a while to stew on how horrible this is probably going to be. And then just be like, yeah, I miss you. It's tough being apart from you. It's just so hard missing you. Oh, man, that...
That whole thing was a fail.
That was a miscalculation. He really did not receive that in the way that she intended for it to be received.
No.
Oh, man, so terrible.
So at the rose ceremony...
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to say... that I saw that and I was like, well, as horrible as that was, I still think Rachel is going home. I even wrote that in my notes.
Yeah, I mean, that amount of stress over Kelsey possibly leaving tells you she was not getting eliminated.
Mm-hmm. I also always I always get a little kick out of and who knows where they take these from, because everything is potentially a lie with productions, but you just have stuff happen and then you get the little audience cam as it's going down, and there's just this person, typically a woman in the audience, tears streaming down the face as they're like watching.
As what happened?
Just in general, as things happen, these emotional things, you know, people getting eliminated, you know, Joey stressing, and it's just like the face of such deep sadness and tears, so many tears. It really adds to the ambiance, I find. So, rose ceremony.
Yeah, Rachel goes home. He cannot get to the place of falling in love with her, which I feel like was pretty apparent after seeing all three fantasy suites.
Yeah, just still you're gonna let that delicious barbecued pig go.
It wasn't enough to tip the scales.
It looked so delicious though. Man, I love food. Now, she was also really great, okay?
Wow.
I just wonder. I just wonder if perhaps the fact that her nephew was so bad at cornhole, if maybe that is what tipped the scales against her. Did you see him? He had to walk all the way up to be on top of the board and then drop it in. That
he was
is
a tiny child.
Look, I'm obviously kidding here, but yeah, I mean, it definitely wasn't a huge shocker. I feel like she hasn't really gotten the most amazing edit. Like, it is not like she's been shown in a poor light or anything. It's just we haven't gotten the footage arc to really indicate that this was really going in a super great, amazing direction, which is what I mean by that. But yeah, that was sad.
Yeah, Joey comes out to talk to her. I love their little banter. She's like, that was fun, right? Watching that breakup back. So it was just like, they just seemed to have a lot of respect for each other. They were great friends. Knew it wasn't going to work out. I mean, nothing negative about that. But then she brings up all the racist messages that she received, getting called the N-word, jungle Asian, like all kinds of nasty.
That's uncomfortable.
Like,
I think she mentioned like the N-word.
Yeah, TikToks of people throwing up when they kiss. I mean, how people are so mean.
And
there was no justification at all. It's not like Rachel was a mean person. Not that that would like justify getting racist messages, but she seemed nice all season.
I guess the biggest thing I don't get is the racial aspect of it. That part in particular is super strange to me, because like it's one, right? Because people are mean just in general, but online people, even especially in circumstances like this, right? And I like to think we don't really go in that territory of like being truly, or like we poke fun at people, but we aren't truly horrible to people. But the fact that like people take the time to be so specifically mean and horrible, and then they're like, you know what, this isn't mean and horrible enough, let me also make it horribly racist as well. It just, where do people find the time to be so horrible?
I don't know, but also just even having that kind of thought in your head.
Right, at this point, like, again, we're in 2024. Who's getting horribly angry that a white man is kissing a woman who is not white? Where haven't we like gotten past that? Like, even Alabama is legal now.
Well,
I mean, that was fairly recent.
I was gonna say that was not that long ago.
But still, you know, I don't know. It makes me sad that contestants and leads would be subjected to that, and that people lose any sort of perspective that these people on the show are actual people, right? Like, even thinking back to Matt James, like, I don't know how many people were saying, oh wow, Matt James is just the best Bachelor ever. Like, I don't know, he really was a great Bachelor in general. But I also think, like, he probably shouldn't have been Bachelor because there was a lot of therapy that he needed to do before that.
Perhaps.
But then I'm sure he got a ton of hateful messages being like, oh, how dare a black guy be the Bachelor? Ah! Like, why don't you, like, go take a walk or something?
Yeah, go touch grass.
Yeah, we just, Yeah, people get so disconnected from reality, it feels like, and just the fact that these are people that we're watching.
And like her parents had to see all of that. I'm sure that sucked. Like, just terrible all around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a great happy note.
Yes, well, we did see a little more with Joey talking to the women. Sydney says Joey reached out to make sure she was okay when she was going through all the hate that she received. And I guess things are better with Kelsey T and her dad since the show, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that was a big part of her storyline was just the disconnection there and how difficult that was. Apparently he like apologized to her and actually like texts her and calls her, which how heartwarming is that?
It is. It's good to see positive movement.
Mm-hmm. Even if she probably got racist messages too, but
we see some unseen moments, some impressions.
Mm-hmm.
A very funny scene with Joey and some macaroons, just chowing down.
That would absolutely be me. I would be bored out of my mind in a situation like that.
Yeah, Joey said he didn't like shopping very much.
I would have eaten twice the macaroons. Joey did. Yeah, he was just there. He had a glass of champagne and this is a big pile of them that just steadily just went into his tummy, never to be seen again.
Also, a rather unnecessary tennis.
You thought that wasn't cringe at all, did you?
I did.
What, you thought it was cringy that...
The added, like, mouth talking was too much.
Yeah, well, you know, it's quirky. You know, Jesse's got to show his personality a little bit.
I guess. I just would rather see more tennis footage, I guess.
I mean, even then, the tennis footage they were showing was not accurately portrayed.
Well... No, as we've established.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying in terms of being edited to show that Jesse was like super good at tennis versus, let me show you a shot of him hitting this ball and then we'll show you a completely different shot of a ball going over that probably Joey hit.
Show me continuous footage here.
No, you can't. You can't because, again, as I said, and this irritated me very much, the fact that Jesse was wearing like four different coats just showed me that it was a complete fraud, okay? There was no real tennis going on in that moment. It was just to get a nice shot because a strong, beefy, athletic man like Jesse would not be bundled up if he had been playing tennis for more than like 5 minutes. And that's probably the thing I'm most irritated about this whole season.
Jesse's coats.
Uh-huh. Yes. Absolutely.
We also got some good bloopers. We had Maria's batteries were stuck in her ass. She had to dig them out.
Well, the battery pack for the microphone.
Yeah.
Rode a little too high.
And then fell down, I
Ouchie.
Guess.
Well, up and under. A little awkward. Yeah, man.
We had some burps. Joey mispronouncing Minneapolis.
Yeah, he really was struggling there.
The standard bugs flying at people we see every season.
I don't understand. Like... Why the screaming?
Because they're scary sometimes.
this is your takeaway every season. Every season you're like, yes, I totally understand.
Yeah. Sometimes they're like bees and stuff.
There's no need to scream about it.
Well, maybe not scream, but like I would run and jump out of the way as well.
Man, bugs are natural. yeah. Well, I guess we did have to end it on a slightly less somber note, which then of course is immediately ruined by showing the preview, but which of course Jesse is like, "Yes. I specifically made Joey leave because this is just too tough to watch."
I mean, he's going to have to watch it next week, probably.
Uh-huh. Yep.
It looks very dramatic. Still not totally sure, based on the preview and what I've read, how it matches up. It's not really aligning for me at the moment, so.
Well, you know how they cut things together, so. Yeah. I'm sure everything will be revealed soon enough. Mm-hmm. Excited about that?
Yeah, I always love finales.
The finale, episode 11. What an exciting time. But also so sad.
I know, I can't believe this season is over. It was really good.
Man, don't you wish we could steal some episodes of Married at First Sight and have them be Joey instead? Yeah, I mean it's been a good season. I hope we continue in this great direction.
They can if they cast Maria as Bachelorette.
Boy, well, we'll presumably find that out next week, right?
Yeah, they start filming next week, so we have to.
So. Yeah, we'll see if you get your wish. Could be. I mean, there are a few pretty good options. So,
yeah.
Excited to see. I do think, though, I agree with you. I think Maria is probably the most interesting option. So, tune in next week to find out who the next Bachelorette is. Wow. And I will say, okay, I debated whether or not I should include these, but I did count another 3 kisses from the Maria battery footage because we hadn't seen that before. And so I did count those.
Okay.
But because the rest of Tulum was so stinking depressing, there is no other action for this week. Normally, right, we have a little bit as they sort of finish up the segment that they show during the tell all, but not this week. So I'll give it a 3. And we'll be back next week.